Well, we are halfway through the month of January, but we're on episode 2 of Soul Luminous Radio. It's exciting stuff. Soul Universe, welcome again to the second edition of Soul Luminous Radio. I am John Masalonis, and yes, since we're still transitioning out for a lot of our listening audience that was the former audience of Monday Night Mayhem, the former Monday Night Mayhem listening audience, the Mayhem Nation. I formerly am the Big Mosh, but now we're finding who I really am. I am John Masalonis alongside my colleague, my partner. I back when I did Monday Night Mayhem, Michelle, I had some names, like for my former co-host, the Angry Hero. He was the Simon to my Garfunkel. So, of course, we're on board with Michelle Rober, the president of 121fit and the founder of Soluminous. We got to come up with something like hip, but something that's hip and relevant and not something like from 20 years ago.
I think that will, that will be something that is going to transition nicely. It will appear, it will reveal itself, just like
yes.
So many of the lessons that we learned. So, and you'll know, we'll both know when it happens. We'll say, that's it, Michelle, that's going to be your new handle, that's your new name. So we'll go with that, and we'll know when it comes up.
Absolutely. And of course, you can find us on our official website at soul-luminous.com. If you are a new listener to the program, welcome to the Soul Universe, and you can subscribe for free to our official podcast on iTunes. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/soulluminouscoaching. And you can, in addition, follow us on Twitter at soulluminous. That's SOULLUMINOUS. You can, of course, as well, email your questions, your comments, your suggestions, how we're dressed. But wait a minute, we're doing a podcast, Michelle, so people can't see how we're dressed, but we're both dressed very nicely and professionally. That is soulluminousradio@yahoo.com. A little bit of a change of pace. Last week, of course, was the introductory program. It was sort of like we're walking into, some sort of a coffee clutch or a party and people don't know who we are. And I'm assuming you, obviously, in your success at 121, you've walked into buildings with those stickers on your shirt that says, "Hello, my name is Michelle Rober." That's what last week was. So, hello, my name is John Masalonis, and hello, your name is Michelle Rober. But the introductories are out of the way. All those obligatories are completed. Now, some really, really, really awesome stuff is going to happen. And on board, after a brief musical interlude, is going to be our first guest. I'm pumped, I'm amped, because she's a channel, she's an energy healer, she's a psychic, she's a jack-of-all-trades, but I guess since she's a woman, she'll be a jackie of all trades. Before we bring aboard Joni Isinger, if you want to sort of mention a little bit here, in addition to our message of the week and word of the week, Michelle, just your brief experience in talking with Joni thus far over the past couple weeks.
Okay, yes. Now, before our message of the week and our word of the week is really awesome, so I'm going to save that for right after I tell you about my experience with Joni. I called her just, to be introduced to her because I wanted to get to know her, to see if she would be one of our guests on Soul Luminous Radio. And her spirit is so open and so generous. She became my instant sister, definitely part of our Soul Luminous family for sure. Not just, not just part of our soul universe, not just a participant, but she is the real fiber of what Soul Luminous Coaching is all about. So when I had the call with Joni, she asked me, "Michelle, would you like a reading?" And I said, "Oh my God, yes." And she intervened on what she called a psychic attack. And I said, "Wow, what is that?" And she described it to me, and I'll let her talk more to that. But I was out on my deck, so it was remote healing, and we'll ask her about that. And I was sitting, my flowers, my vegetable garden were around me. It was a beautiful summer day. And she energetically went in and did a read and a healing on me that was so visceral. I could feel it so much. In fact, I said, "Oh my God, Joni, what's happening?" And she just talked me through it. And it was really amazing. And from that moment on, from the help that I asked her for, she gave it to me 100%. She didn't say, "Hey, I gave it to you." I just experienced the lack of kind of this energetic bullying of sorts that I was experiencing, and it's gone, and it's been gone ever since. And I don't know whether I'm not tuned into it, like I'm on another channel now. I don't know whether that's what she did, or she just kind of diminished their connection with me. But it was absolutely amazing. And you know, some people could say, "Ooh, woo, woo," you know, that's like really far out there. But as I said last week in our introductory show, guess what? Electricity is energy. Okay, you can't see it, but you can see the expression of it. So a light bulb turned into a socket, okay, when you see a lit light bulb, that is not electricity. That is the expression of electricity. So when Joni's doing an energy reading, it is her expression of the energy or the energetic connection or the energy of the healing. And she is the real deal. She is 100% spiritual authenticity. The woman is amazing, and she's even more amazing when she, you'll know this, when she shares her story, because the courage involved in her coming out of the psychic closet to make a living at doing what she's doing in kind of emerging from, you know, the stereotypical housewife in the upper middle class of New Jersey into doing what she's doing now. That takes so much courage, and that is the spirit of Soul Luminous Radio. That is the spirit of our Soul Universe. That is the energy we want to share, because we want to encourage and invite and ruffle up the embers of everyone's power so they can take a step or feel safe in knowing that there are other people out there just like them who want to take a step into their own power that is so unique to them.
And two things before we bring Joni on board, the wonderful thing about all of our guests here at Soul Luminous Radio, and again, how we differ ourselves from all the other programming that is out there for your listening and dancing pleasure, is that our guests will tell their stories. There's going to be some questions, there'll be some friendly banter, some laughs, maybe even some tears will be shed as well, but it's a matter of they have such an incredible story that they didn't rise to the success that they did overnight. Overnight success stories, they do happen, but they do take a lot of years to truly get to where you want to be. And one thing that I encourage all of our listeners, there's a lot of people that are open-minded. There's a lot of people that maybe, I don't want to necessarily say, Michelle, that are closed-minded, but we encourage them to be open to being open-minded. Because when you hear the term healer, when you hear the term psychic, you might say, okay, I don't buy that. And we're not here to convert you. We're here to let Joni see if she resonates with you and be open to being open-minded. You can check Joni out on Facebook, facebook.com/Joni's White Light Healing, Joni's official Twitter feed. You can follow her on Twitter at Joni Isinger. That's E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R for the last name. And her official website, which we'll, of course, discuss as well, is joniisinger.com. So after this brief musical interlude, Joni Isinger joins us, guest number one, here on Soul Luminous Radio, myself, John Masalonis, and Michelle Rober, the president of 121 and the founder of Soul Luminous. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Soul Luminous Radio. I am, of course, John Masalonis, alongside my colleague and partner, Michelle Roberg, and she is the president of 121 Fit in the beautiful cold state of New Hampshire, but it can be cold and beautiful at the same point in time, especially if you're at this time of the year in January. And, of course, as well, she's the founder of Soul Luminous, this very concept that we're talking about. We're focusing on your body, your mind, your spirit. You can like us on Facebook. At, of course, go to facebook.com/soulluminouscoaching. You can, of course, as well, in addition, check us out on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at soulluminous. And, of course, again, official website, soul-luminous.com. Michelle, this is going to be fun. You're hearing me use words a lot like fun and awesome and exciting and wonderful. And anytime something new happens, those are words that you're going to use a lot. Before we bring on board Joni Isinger, and she is a glow. She is the belle of the ball here this week on Soluminous Radio. I do want to thank a beautiful spirit by the name of Emily Pagani, originally from New Jersey as well, now gracing herself in Southern California in Los Angeles. And she brought Joni into my life almost 1 year ago. And I think that it's been well documented along my journey that there's been some ebbs and flows and some rises and falls. And, you know, from the cognitive perspective, you know, there were various things that I had tried, Michelle, along the way, and probably two of the biggest, if not the biggest, sources of inspiration and the most healing that I was able to have accomplished on mine was through yourself and through Joni. And I was a person, I never would have thought that I would have done yoga. I never would have thought that, you know, technically that I would have believed in what a psychic would do. And I was very close-minded for a large portion of my entire life. And then I became open to being open-minded, and now I am very open-minded. So before we bring Joni on board, if you would unveil, you are turning into Vanna White before our very eyes here. Michelle, the beautiful and talented Vanna White, unveiling the Soluminous message of the week and word of the week.
Well, John, as you know, we'll let our listeners know that every week we have a message of the week and the word of the week. The message of the week is something that hopefully will resonate with all of you. The word of the week is an action. It's a word that is an action. So it's a word that you can remember. So when you come up against a challenge or something involved in your life where you want to grow, you want to remember this action word for this week and just do it. So our message of the week after I spun the wheel today is go with the flow. Directly relates to Joni and her story. And the word of the week is allow. And just a little bit, I want to expound upon that. Allowing is opening your arms up to your experience. Lots of times we tend to fight. We use the word fight or battle. Sometimes we use the word force, or we use force. And force implies that we're afraid that we won't get something. So if you feel like you're having to fight or force your way into growth, you're resisting at some point. And that is why that word allow is so very important.
Very much so. You can check out her official website at joniisinger.com. That's again, E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Joni Isinger and check her out on Facebook as well, Joni's White Light Healing. While you're at Joni's official website, be sure to, you know, even though it's a little bit after Christmas, people still buy books. You can check out David's Guidance, which is available through Amazon. And that's Joni's very successful book. And, the first guest. So it really is a special night, a special week for us here at Soluminous Radio. And for you, the Soluniverse, let us wait no longer. We bring on board, she is a healer, she's a channel, she's a guide, she's a reverend. I think she's one of my favorite people in the state of New Jersey, if not number one. I'm trying to think if there's anyone else that I know from the state of New Jersey. There's a couple people, Joni Isinger, making history with us here this week on Soluminous Radio. Joni, we appreciate the free time joining myself and Michelle. How are things with you this evening and this week?
They're perfect. They're fantastic, John and Michelle. I thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm honored. I'm truly honored.
This is something that we've talked about for a long period of time, so I'm really glad to see that. And both of you have been very inspirational to me by saying, John, things reveal themselves, and if it's meant to be, the universe will allow it. Guess what? The universe was in our favor. They wanted this to happen here this week. Before you let the Soluniverse know your story, I think it's important to, because you are a white light healer. So I think a perfect question, it may be a very first grade-ish question, but it's true. Define to you what a white light healer is, Joni.
Well, many people know the phrase from Poltergeist, go to the light, Carol Ann. And then they see Carol Ann go through the TV, and there's that white noise. And white light is that white tunnel that people have the experience of in a near-death experience. White light is Christ consciousness. It is creator, spirit, God, however you choose to define the oneness. And I like to define myself as a white light healer because I do call upon the highest of consciousnesses when I open myself up to channel and do healing. Some people have concerns about contacting a healer and a psychic because they're not quite sure where they're coming from. And I always tell people that you're not going to get a doom and gloom reading from me because I do surround myself with white light, and I call upon those that are connected the highest with spirit.
Okay, Joni, I have a question that a couple of our listeners, after listening to our first podcast, after I told everybody that you would be on this week, and they're some of them are a little gray, a little confused about, you know, white light healing, is it somehow a violation of their religion, and how does spirituality versus religion, you know, what is that all about, and how do you fit in? I think there's a unique aspect to your heritage and history that you might want to share that could really, really illuminate a certain aspect of this for people.
Okay, well, most religions do not permit a member of their congregation going for guidance and healing to a psychic and a healer. It's forbidden. I'm Jewish by birth, and I was devout for years and years, and I didn't believe in any of this. I was conventionally trained as a social worker. I wouldn't go near anyone who said the word aura or chakra. I thought they were flakes. And when I became gifted with abilities, my world was shaken up, and I felt very, very guilty. I opened up the Bible and read in Leviticus that I was called a soothsayer, and I didn't quite understand why I was a bad person when I was being gifted with the ability to channel departed ones for people, and they would cry and thank me, and then oftentimes after the connection was made, I would feel the rapture, I would feel God, and I would be hysterically crying in joy. So I went through a lot of emotional angst with my being religious and also having a spiritual awakening. So I can't really tell a person who's religious that this is okay if their beliefs are that of it being forbidden. I can only say that when a person has a spiritual awakening and they begin connecting with archangels, ascended masters, departed ones, it is so unique and incomprehensible that they can only begin to possibly question what they've learned before. So every person gets to decide for themselves whether this is comfortable. It took me a few years until I was comfortable in my own skin, but now I feel very blessed. I understand this, and I also honor everyone's religious position, and because I was there.
We have Joni Eisinger on board with us here at Soul Luminous Radio, and of course, Michelle, we will be remiss if we did not mention that Joni did tie for first prize in the Natural Awakenings Magazine North Central New Jersey 2013 Natural Choice Awards Contest. So congratulations are in order to you as well on that, Joni.
Thanks so much.
And of course, that is no surprise. No surprise whatsoever. When I saw that out there for and eligible for voting, I'm like, oh my God, Joni is so going to nail this. Here's my vote, but I don't even think it's needed. And then she emailed me and told me I won, or you tied. So you and some other very talented and gifted person also won, but no surprise.
Yoga studio in Fairfield, New Jersey. Yeah.
Joni, when it comes to your story, it's very inspirational. It's very unique. And I mentioned the phrase, history is being made. And it is, because out of the many, many, many people that we know we will be having on board Soul Luminous Radio, yours is the first story that the Soul Universe gets to hear. Share your journey with us from where you feel that it makes the most perfect sense, whether it be by birth, when you found out that you had these abilities, to the present day.
I have one request before you start, Joni.
Okay.
Please don't leave out the juicy part. Okay. I keep the juicy parts in because people love the juicy parts, and I love to hear it too.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Grew up on Long Island. I was conventionally brought up, went to doctors, saw a therapist, went to day camp, became a social worker. I did that for 10 years. Worked with the mentally ill, worked with addicts, worked with mentally ill addicts. I also had a lot of medical problems, and I also became chemically sensitive. In about 2003, I became so chemically sensitive that I was homebound for 6 months. I couldn't open up windows or doors. At one point, I could only eat two foods. The doctors thought I was nuts, and I knew I wasn't. I couldn't take any medicines, and I knew that if I had a bacterial infection, I would have died. An energy medicine practitioner came on my path, and he began healing me. He did applied kinesiology, which is muscle testing. And with this energy medicine, I was healing. And in the process, my world was turning upside down in the most beautiful way. I began reading spiritual books like Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Carolyn Neese, and I couldn't get my hands on enough books. And during this time, I started having the ability to do hands-on healing. So I would put my hands on either side of my son's chest when he had bronchitis, and the energy would shoot out of my hands. I'd close my eyes. I'd see white light. I'd say, please heal this child of God, which was not a very Jewish thing to say. I didn't know where that came from. And my kid would stop coughing. Then I started doing distance healing with him. I intuited that if I just stayed in my bed in the middle of the night when he called me, that I could shoot my hand out from underneath my pillow and with intention have the energy shoot out of my palm and he would stop coughing and it would happen. I began reading deeper books, never thinking that these books were my workshops. I never went to a workshop having been gifted with these abilities. It was by reading that caused this awakening. And I started reading about past lives and reincarnation and automatic writing, et cetera, et cetera. I began channeling departed ones and pets. So people would say that they lost someone they loved, and I would start feeling an energy come through me, and I was able to know who it was, and then I was able to speak their words, and I could then be able to see them, and I wasn't afraid. That was what was so amazing. I knew what to do with Joni. I would move her aside somewhere in my body, and I would allow energy to come through. And I began helping people in this way that was very, very different from that of social work. I had a colleague who was who became a shaman. He was in the state of Washington, and I was in New Jersey at that point. That's where I moved to 13 and a half years ago. And he began working on me 3,000 miles away, and I felt him working on my body. And he shared with me, again, this is intention. I learned a tapping modality, emotional freedom technique, and I got over my fear of going through the toll plazas and the Garden State Parkway and the New Jersey Turnpike because I didn't know where I was driving in New Jersey. And then I learned about automatic writing, so I put pen to paper, and I allowed for whomever was going to come through to speak to me, and I began writing. I was introduced to my guide who called himself David at the time. And the piece that he gave me was that it had like a counseling feel to it. And I thought, well, that makes sense because I was a shrink, so why not give her a piece that sounds shrinky? So I really. So I did this about weekly. I would have these pieces coming out. And then I started being gifted with more and more abilities. A friend told me that he learned how to do hands-on healing. So I asked him, hey, verbally, just tell me what you learned. And he did. And he showed me how to do a healing, and I was able to go into my aura, which is the energy field outside my body, and I saw with the clairvoyance That's the divine seeing. I could see the arrow, and I could feel the arrow that pierced my arm in another lifetime. I pulled that out, saw the shard, pulled that out, and I healed myself. And then he and I, my friend and I, had healing circles in my home for 2.5 years. I kept writing my pieces, and then, I think it was February, March of 2012, I got the guidance, the intuition to publish my book. And that book was David's Guidance, A Book of Light, was published in October 2012. Well, that May of 2012, my guide David outed himself as Jesus. He calls himself Yeshua. And I joke around saying that I'm Joni the Jew, who has Yeshua come out, and he's my guide. And I thought, what the, you know, who is this guy? He was a cult following. How could it be? And then I understood, because of my spiritual awakening and a lot of the readings I had done, I understood where he fit in and who he was, and now who he was to me. So it was during that period also that I became an ordained reverend in a spiritual church. I do that. It's by title only. And then I began practicing professionally. I was doing international Skype healing, and I've been doing healings and readings for several years now, and I keep being gifted with abilities. I love what I do. Every day is a movie. It's truly a trip. And I hope one day to have a radio show, or more preferably a TV show.
Joni, can I ask you, when you came out with your abilities and, you know, came out into the public and started practicing after, you know, your enlightenment and your healing and everything, were there any friends who shunned you? I mean, was there any kind of painful kind of metamorphosis you had to go through to let go of some things as you went following this path that you were called to? I'd really like to know that, because I know that there are people out there in our community that have healing talents and desires to pursue what they're being called to, but it's so scary that it paralyzes them. And I think that you are just the shining light. You're the beacon for these people to call them out, call them forth, and say, please take that step. So if you could share some of the more painful moments of taking that step, that would be so helpful.
Sure. I did experience a few losses, but what I feel is that the people who fell to the wayside, whether they were friends or family, they weren't meant to be part of my journey anymore, and that I feel that if they couldn't accept me for who I am today, then I wouldn't want them to be on my path anymore. So acceptance, I mean, if you want to talk about the word of the week, allow, I needed to accept their disapproval and the ending in order to allow myself to be and to continue and to invite accepting souls into my life at that point.
Now, John and I had a conversation earlier, and it was about, because the word allow has a very strong connection with the word forgive.
Yes.
Now, forgive, right? You know, lots of people say, well, I forgave him or I forgave her. And there's a little note of indignation or, yes, or self-righteousness. And my belief in my coaching is, you know, forgiveness isn't about being better or higher than someone else. It's about releasing that emotional connection that doesn't serve you, because it's a battle. It's lateral energy. You're pushing it back and forth. It's a struggle. It's a release of that says, I forgive and I release, and it gets you back to your own power. you know, what you're saying to me is, or not what you're saying to me, but you're sharing with everybody, is that that sounds to me that that is what you did. That you, there no longer need to be in my life, but they're also valued reminders of how we need to exercise a spiritual muscle when it comes to keeping ourselves in the right path. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. That in order for me to accept that these people disapproved of who I became, I had to forgive them for the negative feelings that they had towards me. If one does not forgive another person, then there are emotional ties that are between the two of them that actually carry with them to their passing. So when they return home, they've created karma. And I don't want to create karma, because in my belief system, if we have unforgiveness, then we have to do this over again in another earth incarnation, probably with that same soul. Not necessarily in the same scenario, but in some way, shape, or form where it's pretty darn uncomfortable, and we need to hopefully get through that and forgive them again.
Oh, excellent. Thank you for that.
Sure.
To check out Joni's website again, it is JoniEisinger.com. Yes, you can reach
John. If it's okay, Joni Eisinger is one way, but the other one is JoniesWhiteLightHealer.com.
Perfect. Well, both will take you to the destination. That is Joni. You can, in addition, email Joni at info@joniswhitelighthealing.com, or you can dial 908-790-9044. And yes, for all the people that are going to be in New York and New Jersey for Super Bowl 48 weekend, if you have some available time and you've got some things on your mind, literally and figuratively, make an appointment with Joni. Perfect time. There'll be a lot of people in the New York, New Jersey area, I'm sure. Joni, there's probably a couple of different things that we can mention. And I think that both yourself and Michelle know that one of the things, my crutch phrase for a long period of time was, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? And I realize that if you keep asking that question, you're not confident on what lies within you, because I've learned this about the universe in general, about myself, is that everything that you ever wanted to know about your life, or your own life at least, lies within you. It's a matter of just it revealing itself to you, if that makes sense. When you first saw me, talked with me, to now, and you know, I already mentioned in preface how inspirational and how powerful that you were on my journey and still are now, that phrase that you mentioned, accepting disapproval and accepting souls that are positive, that want to be in your life, I actually wrote that down because I'm sort of experiencing some present stuff like that. So even as we're doing this interview, it's like you're channeling me, which is amazing. But if you can let our listeners know exactly how I was like when you first saw me and where I am, at least you feel now, you know, 8, 9, 10 months later.
I'd love to. Well, when I first met you, I felt like you were floating and that you didn't have sure footing in your life, and you needed good role models. You were physically ill and very concerned about the foods you were eating and whether the weather was possibly also affecting a lot of your bodily symptoms. There were a lot of personal issues that you had that gave you such pain. Your sleeping patterns were off. You were unclear about many things in life. And I believe that my initial channelings with you about things that were going on in this present lifetime and other lifetimes, I believe that when they were revealed to you, they gave you so much perspective and so much validation and guidance that I think that you became more peaceful. I feel now that you're healthier, you're more positive, you let things go so much easier, you're happier. I think your sleep has gotten better. I think that your whole take on why we're here is clear. I think it's clear. I think you get it. And before, I think that you were in that floating state. You were very sad and didn't know why you would even go on. Why? What's the point? It's so painful. I'm not talking where you were helpless, hopeless, despairing. Many people feel that way, where they just don't understand what this Earth School is about, and they don't know what their divine purpose is, and why things keep being flung at them. So you've come so far, you shine, and before you were lackluster. So I hug you in that, and I tell you, kudos to you for all the work that you've done personally.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's a very humbling answer, to be very honest with you. I think based on Joni's on you, Joni, speaking with me, and you, Joni, speaking with Michelle, I think that a fair question would be to ask, okay, there's listeners that are hearing about you. They're starting to get your vibe. What do they expect? What is a quote-unquote session? What is a reading? What is a healing with you? What is it like? I know that technically the best response would be, well, you got to experience it to find out, but as a little bit of a taste, a teaser, what is the experience like working with you, okay, in your own words?
Well, I'm Joni in jeans. I used to think that psychics were ones that wore turbans and had cotton gauze skirts and put daisies in their hair. So I'll tell you, I wear jeans and I like makeup and all this stuff, you know, got that girly thing going. So I'm your everyday chick. What I tell people is that they can ask anything, that any question is on the table. I talk to animals and plants and consciousnesses, so I'm really out there. I also can go into bodies, and I can see into bodies and talk to body parts and systems. So we're talking anything. You want to know why your car is upset, why it's not working? I'll talk to your car. Everything is a consciousness. Everything.
Well, you know, Joni, when you did the reading on me, as I said, I was sitting outside, she said, oh, your throat. Joni, you said, oh, your throat. And I swear to God and everybody else out there that it was like, I'm like, what the hell is happening? What is happening? My throat was totally constricted, and she went through the whole past life experience. Like, it was a physical thing, and it was, first I felt my throat, and then Joni said, oh, your throat. And it was, holy moly, what incredible, incredibly powerful. And don't forget, people, this was a remote healing, and it was the first time I met
Joni. This wasn't even Skype, this was by phone. We still never Skyped. So this was a phone remote.
Right. It was over the phone. It wasn't over Skype. I didn't even know what you looked like at that point. We didn't know each other at all. We instantly connected because, Joni, you're so easily, you know, you're so open and just so receptive. And I felt so safe. Talk about, you just gave John, when you described where he was and now where he is now, and then how you feel, you know, about his how far he's come, you know, you gave him, I felt that, a spiritual hug. You gave him that energetic hug, and John, I know you felt it because you were quiet for a moment, and that hardly ever happens, does it? And
the both of you know that. Yes, you can testify to that.
now, just to get back, I'm so happy, Michelle, that you felt the energy when I was doing the work on you. That I'm thrilled about. Some people do feel my working on them. To get back to reading, anything is on the table. Also, they can ask a general reading where my crew, these are ascended masters, archangels, spirit guides, consciousnesses, star beings, et cetera, angels. They come in and they will tell that person what is the most important for them to hear.
Joni, are you able to, for our listeners, are you able to say, hey, you know, this is the angel, this is the archangel that is hanging out for you right now. This is the one that seems to be more present than the others.
Yes.
And for what reason you are. Yes.
I can identify their guardian angels and spirit guides, and if they're ascended masters or star beings, whoever they are, who is with them. When I give general information, usually it's just one voice. It could be one or it could be many just coming through with a message. A few years ago, they would specifically come through and I would know who it was. They would tell me first and then they wanted to have that person know. But I think for time's sake, now it's whoever comes in and out, whoever is there for that message. I just start talking. I think it's been found that it isn't as important which ascended master, archangel, etc. is speaking at that time. Now, in terms of healing, I tell people I am not a doctor and that they are responsible for their own physical welfare, but I am able to go in. I can see into people's bodies. I do not have to be with them in person. I could Skype with them or be on the phone with them. I can identify what's going on with them inside their body. Almost all the time, it's another lifetime's experience that went down. It went wrong. There's karma, which means that at their passing, they had unforgiveness related to this situation. I help the person go through the forgiveness work where they forgive themselves, they forgive the other person or persons or a concept. And then I have them ask for forgiveness, and then they thank God for this life lesson. And then I'm able to bring them back to the present and help them understand, to make the connection, why in fact they're having problems now as it was manifested at the beginning and that other lifetime where it's traveled to this lifetime to bring them problems, what work they need to do, what life lesson or life lessons they need to address in order to heal. In terms of general healings, people also say, hey, I think I'm a mess, or hey, let's see what you can do. What stupid human tricks can you do? Work on me. And then I can go into a person's energy field, which is their aura. I can clear out negative energies. I can go into a person's physical body, and I can go into their chakras, which are the energy centers inside the body. I can do chakra repair. I can help people get downloads where they get new information. I can align people's chakras so their energy system is working right. If you go to my website, joniesbrightlighthealing.com, you'll see on one of the pages many of the things that I do.
But some of my coaching clients, you know, when I've mentioned you or that you were going to be on the podcast, they're like, well, Michelle, what is the benefit of that to me? How could she be of benefit to you? Well, my answer to them was, well, I have a toolbox, and I would really like to put Joni into my Soul Luminous Coaching toolbox because, you know, I go back to deeply held beliefs, but I am not, I don't have that spiritual download that I can go into the past lives. I don't have the gift that you have. I have, my gift is that I can help them work through in this present time and give them those tools. And yeah. So you are such a valuable alliance for me and for my clients because I need to refer people so they can have that deeper connection, that deeper energetic relationship and belief that there is a possibility that it does carry through in their aura, it does carry through cellularly. It actually becomes part of your DNA because there is such a thing as cellular memory, yes. And that there is actually hope that you can work through that. So, like, we're partners, not in crime, but in high style, high healing, you know, together. Because I mean, what a powerful force! So, I just wanted to bring that forward. Because it is really, really essential. And there's other people out there that we both have different connections with that also aid us. And I want to add to that, John, you are one of them. You know, you're not a white light healer right now, but you certainly, your talent and your expertise, you know, for podcasts and your experience and the people that you know has certainly been, again, another tool in the toolbox for Soul Luminous Coaching to to help people go forward. And this is a call to our soul universe to say, hey, are you one of those people? Are you one of those people who have those special gifts, those special talents? Are you one of those people who feels a calling to give back? Because Joni and John right now are examples of taking that huge leap over the chasm of fear, landing on the other side against all haunting challenges and people who say no, and actually have been examples, shining, luminous examples of what can happen when you just say, okay, despite the fear.
That and I will add to that too, both Joni and Michelle, that I mean, after nearly 2 years of a lifestyle change and completely overhauling my life, the easy thing to do after that would be, if there's a bad day or a bad couple of days, to say, pardon my French, but F it, it's not worth it. And then you go back and you're saying, but you came so far. I mean, I came so far, 2 years. So, one of the questions that I think was probably the most important question that I wanted to ask you, Joni, and of course, we're on board with Joni Isinger here on Soul Luminous Radio, where we do want to thank all the members of the Soul Universe for joining us here this week. There's people in this day and age, rightfully so, they may not be open-minded. They may not even be open to being open-minded. And I always saw things on the surface. If a person has a headache, it was a headache. If a person had, Crohn's disease, it was Crohn's disease. I never associated the emotional and spiritual connection with a symptom or a disease or an illness. And then I read Louise Hay, and then the rest went forth, and then working with Michelle and working with you. So with that being said, to those individuals that say, I'm only seeing on the surface, or they're a little clouded in their judgment about how much emotions and your spiritual side, you necessarily don't have to be religious to be spiritual. You can be spiritual without being religious. How do those two things impact what you feel on the inside and what people, in essence, will see on the outside?
Well, I would say I've been there. I was so physically ill since I was 1 year old. I was hospitalized on my first birthday, had life-threatening illnesses, faced my mortality several times, many surgeries, said goodbye to loved ones when I had my spleen out in my 18th week of pregnancy to save my life. And so I guess I would say that it's difficult to take that leap if you're very indoctrinated and you're very scientific. But if you wish to consider another way of looking at things, go outside of that box and look for miracles. Listen to people's stories about angels showing up. Look for the stories about miraculous healing. Consider that what you're being taught, what society is telling you about everything having to be observable and reportable, might not be so. Listen to people's stories about other ways of handling illness. There are so many natural ways of addressing things. And then see also if you can connect your emotions with your illnesses. For example, if a person is very angry and then they find that their stomach churns and then they get a diagnosis at some point that they have ulcers, it's possible that maybe their anger is creating the ulcer versus it just being a high acid content. So, again, I say I'm not a doctor, but because I need to say that, but I believe that everyone has to give themselves permission to be where they are at, that it's okay to not believe, that if they hear a story about something that doesn't jive with their belief system, they might just want to consider that there are some things that they don't know, that they just haven't experienced yet.
Joni, in my coaching, I have a tool in my toolbox I call a body scan, because essentially your body is your mind. It's your body mind. And where you were talking chakras, because I'm a Reiki master, so I love the chakra thing, because it relates to so many, you know, diseases. It gives you the energetic code for the disease, essentially. So I have clients do a body scan, which they would do themselves. So if you're feeling emotional, because that's the supercharge, right? That's the magnet that's kind of attracting more of that experience into your life. So if you're feeling really angry at someone over a certain situation, where are you feeling it? If you're feeling sad, if you just had a breakup with someone that you loved, or lost a child, or someone who is so important to you, where are you feeling that? You know, if you've lost someone you love, I mean, you feel it in your heart. It's true heartache. That's your heart chakra. If you're feeling anxiety or fear, you know, that oftentimes is your solar plexus, because yes, it's a lack of self-esteem, or really self-worth, or the belief in yourself to stand up. If it's in your throat, it's the ability to communicate or speak. Lots of people, when they're starting to cry, their throat is constricting and they're trying to hold back their emotions because they're afraid to express themselves. Would you agree with that?
I agree with it all. Each chakra, there are seven. I follow the paradigm of seven chakras as the human energy centers, but there are different traditions. So there are other traditions where there are more. But the ones that I follow are the seven, and that each energy center in the body, and they're lined up from your root, which is at your crotch, all the way up to your crown, which is at the top of your head, and that each one serves a purpose, and there are lessons to be learned within each one, and we start off at the root, and we work our way up until we get to the crown, which is connection with the divine, with all that is, with unity consciousness, with everything, every consciousness that is spirit. So
how would you... I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, I'm in total agreement. That is my belief system, too.
So to illustrate for our listeners how one would experience a connection with the divine. So if they're experiencing through their crown chakra, would you say, how would you characterize that?
Well, the first thing I would say is that everyone has their own experience. So one person might experience it one way, and another might experience it another. In the end, each one is still going to be slightly different, but generally people feel tingling on their crown, on the top of their head. They might feel pressure. They might cry. They might have an out-of-body experience. They might begin channeling, where they actually start speaking information that comes through from other realms. They might go into a stillness, go into a place that's so holy that they won't want to return. It's a knowing. It's a knowing that that one is interconnected with every living thing in creation. So when one connects in that way, they've achieved a mastery. Some people call it enlightenment. And when you're there in the stillness, you know you've gone to a place that is home.
We've been talking on Twitter, Joni, as we begin to wind down our time here for this week's edition of Soluminous Radio, about the Insta channel, the Insta reading. It sounds like we're just going to be whipping up a batch of coffee here in the Soluminous studios. But one of our listeners, Paul B. from Buffalo, we do believe in protecting people's last names. We're not here to out people, but
except for Joni's and yours,
yes,
and mine.
Yes. Except the three of us. We're just clean cut open books here on Soluminous Radio.
Go ahead.
But the question from Paul B., and he's a family man. He says that it's okay if he lets you know that he's a family man. He wants to know, Joni, am I pursuing the correct passion? And will this passion compromise my current relationship.
Okay. I'm going to ask for more specifics from the other side because passion could either be a person or it could be an activity. So let's see. I'm getting that there's a person that he's not supposed to be involved with, so he should use caution. Messing around with the wrong type of energy. Yes, this would compromise your present relationship. You're a dutiful man. It's not advisable. Whatever you're presently doing or considering is teetering on, they're even using the word disaster. It could really, it could fall through whatever you've set up, whatever type of a structure you've set up. You wouldn't want to lose that. You'd need to look further at what you're doing and why you're doing it. Now, in a past life, you had something happen where you set something up. It was like a house of straws. So it gave you protection, but it caught on fire, which meant that it wasn't foolproof. That you sometimes create situations where there's this little trap door which where you get in trouble, and you don't need that trap door. The trap door isn't a good thing for you to create. It's like an out. It's a way of getting out of something if you're uncomfortable. So you need to look at your tolerance for discomfort and hold on tight. You are okay. They say you're a very great man. You are a wonderful, great, powerful man. And that when you get in situations that are uncomfortable, sometimes you flinch and you want to run. They say if there's a way that we could tie you down and show you that nothing will happen to you, that you can get through this unscathed, no matter how uncomfortable or painful something might be, you will still be whole and you will not die and you will be stronger and you will have grown more. If we could do that for you, you wouldn't be setting up houses of straws with trap doors. And they're shining light on you and they're blessing you. And they know this is difficult for you to do because you're not sure if this is hokey or not. But you did this. And Mother Mary comes in and she's putting a blanket over you to keep you warm. Sometimes you feel alone and you are not alone. She is always with you. And that's what they say.
Wow. Paul B., you were just blessed. That was amazing.
Oh, so what a lucky man.
Paul B., if your name is Jennifer or Bobby or Steven and you'd like to be Paul B. at any given point in time in 2014, you can contact Joni, request a reading or a healing at 908-790-9044, info@joniswhitelighthealing.com, joniswhitelighthealing.com, at Joni Eye Center. Again, the last name is E-I-S-I-N-G-E-R, on Twitter, and facebook.com/Joni's White Light Healing. So she's got the social media networks covered. She's got I think the kids still say repping the 908. She's representing, as the kids say. That might have been like a 5-year-old analogy, but she's holding the fort down in New Jersey very well. And I think, Joni, we're just scraping the iceberg. We're just getting started. I think that you know, once Michelle and I are through the first introductory couple of months here at Soluminous Radio, I don't think our work is done for the Soluniverse together.
I would love to come back and pop out readings for your audience.
What, Joni, you and I had talked earlier about, I know you wanted to extend some kind of a special offer or discount, so I you don't even have to say it right now, but what I did want to do is invite our listeners to visit your page within the next week so you could post if they had listened to Soluminous Radio so they could take advantage of whatever special discount you wanted to give them, because I know that you were anxious to try to give back in that way. So would they go to your website or could they Facebook message you or what would you like them to do?
I think it would be, let's see what that could be. Couldn't be on my website. I guess it would have to be Facebook, and they could Facebook me at Joni's White Light Healing.
Okay, so Facebook message, and I would suggest that they, well, they would have to listen to the Soluminous podcast. So if they did that, they would say that they had listened to the Soluminous podcast, and they could offer the word Soluminous as their special discount coupon. And when they Facebook message you for this discount.
Right, and then we'll talk about that to firm up this wonderful offer.
Fantastic. And again, Joni, we're even going to keep you on board here as we close out the week in Soluminous Radio. Michelle, let's mention for the Soluniverse now, and I think it's a matter of each and every week, it's going to be a matter of, can you top that? But we say that with reverence and respect, because each person that we have on board is going to have a unique story, a different story, and I've been wanting to say this for a while. I'm going to go back to my wrestling roots beginning next week. A lot of the fans in professional wrestling, specifically those of TNA Impact Wrestling, they heard the big news that TNA Lockdown, the first pay-per-view for TNA Impact Wrestling, is coming to Florida in March. You can check out ImpactWrestling.com. But more importantly, you can check out Austin Aries on Twitter, at Austin Aries, former TNA World Heavyweight Champion, former multi-time TNA X Division Champion. He's a vegan, he's a lover, he's a fighter, he's everything else in between. Austin Aries will be joining us next week, Michelle.
Yes, he will. I cannot. I'm as excited about Austin as I am about Joni. Same magical connection occurred with Austin. And, you know, for as much he is certainly a superhero in the ring, there's no doubt, with the success, but there is far, far more to this man, if you can even deem it possible. If you look at the pictures of him and experience his energy with his practice in the ring, but there is far more to that man than meets the eye. So that is going to be a very exciting and invigorating conversation, and it's also going to really illuminate the human side of the superhero. That I think is so important, and I encourage anyone out there in our Soluniverse who is listening, who have children, who or younger people in their family who happen to follow wrestling, that this is the podcast to listen to, because he has a story that takes him from ordinary to extraordinary. But in addition to that, he maintains his heart. He maintains his belief system. He maintains, in the face of all the success, the sacred intent to live a full and purposeful life. And I cannot wait for everyone to hear this man speak with us on the airwaves. It's going to be so exciting.
Very true. And his interview will be available next Thursday on this official Soluminous website, soul-luminous.com. And again, you can subscribe for free to our official podcast on iTunes. And yes, Albert Mensah, my favorite brother from Ghana, the change maker, the award-winning keynote speaker and best-selling author. And Michelle, I don't even know if you know about this, but he's going to be speaking about raising the bar at the University of Michigan's 28th Martin Luther King Symposium at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor this upcoming Monday, where Harry Belafonte will be giving the keynote speech. If you want to talk about Albert Mensah, and just on what sort of professional respect level that he has from people within the Soluniverse, that's amazing. And again, humble roots, humble beginnings, barefoot, starting in Africa, not educated, working his way all the way up to a very successful life. And he's had his ups and downs and his ebbs and his flows too. So he will be on board with us here on Soluminous Radio to close out the month of January. His interview will be available on January 30th, Michelle.
That's right. And, you know, part of his story, you know, not his story is absolutely captivating. It is so inspiring. It is like, you know, the quintessential, for lack of a better term, rags to riches, but, you know, from poverty to abundance, from, you know, an unknown, you know, in the dirt to someone who is hugely successful over here. What really, really strikes me about Albert is that he looks beyond his success. He looks beyond what he's doing because he wants so badly to give more, to impact people's lives more on a deeply more personal level to stir the embers of their personal power and to help them along. So yes, he's out there with the bigwigs. He really, really is. But his desire in an intimate conversation that I had with him is to really get out there and help people like you and me and like, you know, other people who don't feel like they may have the strength or the courage or even the light to shine. He wants to help those people too. And that is what adds that extra element of depth, that extra intrigue, that extra, you have to hear this podcast. So we're so blessed to have this lineup of guests, and I'm so excited for all of these interviews going forward.
And that's just the month of January programming. Much more stuff is being planned out for February and for March, but we enjoy I think that the both of you ladies know that for me, I would plan something 6 weeks from now instead of enjoying the power of the present moment. So enjoy what you just heard with Joni, because yes, she is helping all of us move to a new level of understanding in relation to who you believe that you were beforehand and who you are as of right now. Again, you can interact with us here when you're not listening to us here on Soluminous Radio, on Facebook at facebook.com/soluminouscoaching, on Twitter at soulluminous. You can email the program soulluminousradio@yahoo.com. How will you go with the flow, not only this week, but in 2014, and how will you allow? We do want to thank all of the members of the Soluniverse who are joining us in good amounts, little by little by little. The initial outpouring of support has been fantastic, specifically on Twitter. I do want to say that. Parting shots for the week from yourself, Michelle.
Well, I want to send out a heartfelt thank you to the whole community here, not only in our Soluminous, but particularly within my local community, because again, John, you said, you know, the outpouring of support has been amazing. There has been so many people who have been asking me questions and who are so interested and intrigued, and just to hear them be courageous enough to ask me some questions and to send me an email or a little Facebook message, I say, go for it. You guys are awesome. That's part of your allowing. You're taking the step. You're going with the flow of your inspiration, and I encourage everyone to do the same, and it's just fantastic.
I think that's a beautiful parting shot. Joni, did you have a parting shot? We call our little wrap up here the parting shots. It's not a Civil War reference, but it's just a way of saying hello and goodbye at the same point. So parting shots for yourself this week, Joni.
Well, first I want to thank you. I want to thank both of you for having me as your first guest. I wish you both blessings and abundance and an audience that comes to you with questions and inspiration, where they grow with you, that you all grow together. I also want to tell the Soluminous audience, don't be afraid. This Earth School is very challenging, and we come here on purpose to face a lot of obstacles so we can have the opportunity to grow. So hold on tight and grab a friend and take a look around at everything as being divinely ordered, that everything is perfect. No matter how seemingly it appears ugly and twisted, it's perfect and it's there for you to grab and to take a look at. Find peace and know that you are loved.
And know that it, too, is a blessing. The bad, the good, it's all a blessing. And for my parting shot, two specific groups of people that I do wish to send some love out to. It's a little, my heart is sad this evening when we're recording this podcast, the second edition of Soluminous Radio, is the news of my former grammar school, 14 Holy Helpers here in the Buffalo area, specifically the West Seneca area, is closing at the end of the school year. And when you're in a building for 7 years of your life, when they say the expression, whoever they is a pretty smart guy or gal, if those walls could talk, they do. And it's been 19 years. This summer will have been 19 years since I graduated from those hallowed halls. But the memories are still vivid in my mind. So to Mike Hauser, to Kelly Hayes, to Jill Soroka, to Jackie Jeva, to Becky Jarnot, Beth Zigai, Miranda Ertel, Amy Peterson, to Chris Jacobs, Matt Miles, Kim Gaswitz, Katie Nabb, Tim the Wiki, and Brandon Lutz. I'm with you in spirit that, you know, when something is gone, when a building is gone, it's just a building. When you move from a house to an apartment, it's just a building. The memories, the Friday morning liturgies, the hot lunches, the bookmobile, music class with good old Mr. C, Mr. Cantafio, countless other memories, they cannot be taken from us. They will live on forever. So I want to say that, and to all, there's a lot of football fans out there, Michelle, and this is NFL Championship Sunday this upcoming weekend. You've got Patriots fans, you've got Broncos fans, you've got Seahawks fans and 49ers fans. Enjoy the love of the game. Football is a really cool thing, and sometimes we get ourselves stressed out about silly things in the long run, like, oh, my team got blown out. And it's you sort of you live and die to the team. Enjoy the game for what it is.
Enjoy the game for what it is, John, and realize that Peyton Manning and Tom Brady and that professional rivalry are two examples of what it means to follow your passion, to do it with dignity and integrity. That's why it is a nationwide fixation.
Absolutely.
Because those two guys they live and walk their talk.
And lastly, again, you can if there's any specific things that you have personally wise to myself, we do invite you to reach out to both myself and Michelle on Facebook, John Masiulonis, that's Masiulonis, on Facebook and at Twitter, at John Masiulonis. And Michelle, you are at Roberleap, L-E-A-P, like I just jumped, I leap, at Roberleap.
Leap of faith.
Yes, with Steve Martin and Deborah Winger, great movie from back in the 90s. Maybe I'll actually watch that. You gave me a little bit of inspiration there. And Michelle Rober on Facebook. And lastly, before we officially close out the week here at Soluminous Radio, Michelle, if there's anyone who is interested in, we're hearing now, again, second week, Soluminous, and the mind, the body, the spirit, I want to be coached by you. How can they connect with you in addition to any and all of the ways that we just mentioned?
Well, in addition to my Facebook page and my Twitter page, they can go to soul-luminous.com. They can email me at info@soulluminous.com. That is the easiest way, and I update my website every day. We have lots of exciting challenges coming up, and, you know, many people think, oh, a coach, I can't afford it. Well, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. And if you just go take a look at my programs, then you will find out that it is so absolutely, you can't afford not to, actually, but you can contact me through my website, info@soulluminous.com.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you reserving some of your week or weekend with us here at Soluminous Radio. Again, be sure to subscribe to our official podcast for free on iTunes. You can check out the introductory podcast of Soluminous Radio with myself, John Masiulonis, and Michelle Rober. But between now and when we next join you, enjoy your week very much. So each and every moment and second, be sure to be in that power of the present moment. Namaste to all of the members of the Soluniverse, and we will talk to you next week, January the 23rd, with TNA Impact Wrestling star Austin Aries.